It's time now for the Q1073 Quiz Bowl, online only at Q107radio.com. All match sponsors include Coburn Superstore of Mitchell, Walmart of Mitchell, Mitchell Technical Institute, and Avera Health Systems Central Office. This match between Weston and Springs and Huron is also being sponsored by Agtegra, Poet Biorefining of Mitchell, and Prostrello's. For Weston and Springs, their coach Jason Kolosik, they got a team captain of Maddie Neely with team members Sierra Berg, Heidi Terrell, Isaac Kolosik, and Chandler Flowers. For Huron and their coach Lindsay Brewer, their team captain is Frank Hines with team members Gemma Keeler, Aubrey Rutledge, Shelby Vandenhoek, and Brendan Schlater. It's Weston and Springs. It's Huron Quiz Bowl, online only at Q107radio.com. Weston and Springs to win the coin toss to determine who'll get to go first. Weston and Springs, you ready for your first round question?
Yes.
Here is your first round question. What essay published in 1776 did for the American Revolution what Uncle Tom's Cabin later did for the Civil War? I'm going to have to take that as a no answer, Weston and Springs, so zero for you on that. That's common sense is what I'm looking for, so no correct answer for Weston and Springs. Here on to you with your first round question. What form of nonfiction resembles an autobiography that depicts only a portion of a person's life?
A memoir.
A memoir, journal, or diary is correct. You're on the board. Here on, you lead it 1-0. Back to Weston and Springs for the tie. What part of the solid earth varies in thickness from about 6 kilometers under the ocean basins to some 35 kilometers beneath the continents?
The crust.
The crust is correct, Weston and Springs. You've tied up the match 1-1. Back to Huron for the lead. Mendel gave the name element to the discrete units that carry inherited characteristics. Today, what is the name for Mendel's elements?
Mendelevium.
What I'm looking for is genes. No correct answer there for Huron. Back to Weston and Springs for the lead. What words should have been used in this line? Eugene O'Neill won a Pulitzer Prize.
No answer.
Instead of Pulitzer Prize, it's Pulitzer Prize. So no correct answer for Weston and Springs. Here on, back to you. We're still tied 1-1. The wettest places in the lower 48 states are in what mountain range of western Washington?
The Rocky Mountain Range.
It's the Olympic Mountains is what I'm looking for. No correct answer for Huron. Back to Weston Springs. Because of their extremely long wavelength, what kind of ocean wave does not withdraw quickly as normal waves, but keeps on rising for several minutes and causing great flooding before it finally withdraws?
A tidal wave?
The correct answer I'm looking for is a tsunami is what I'm looking for. So no correct answer for Weston Springs. Huron, back to you. What region of the Pacific is bounded by Easter Island, Hawaii, and New Zealand?
Oceania.
Polynesia is what I'm looking for. No correct answer for Huron. We go back to Weston and Springs. The name for what forest is shared by the place where John Tyler lived in the U.S. and where Robin Hood's men hung out in England?
Sherwood.
The Sherwood Forest is correct, Weston and Springs. You've taken a 2-1 lead over Huron. Huron, back to you for the tie. The Union victory at Vicksburg in 1863 opened up what river to exploitation by Northern forces?
The Missouri River.
It's the Mississippi River, Huron. No correct answer there for you. Back to Weston and Springs with a correct answer here, Weston and Springs. You'll win the match 3-1. Name the coarse, indigestible parts of plants that move food through the digestive system.
Them.
I'm looking for fiber, bulk, or roughage. No correct answer for Weston and Springs. Leaves the door open for Huron for the tie. What is the collective term for the customs, social institutions, arts, and achievements of a nation or people?
Culture.
is correct, Huron. You've tied the match up 2-2. Wesson and Springs back to you for the lead. The northeasternmost desert of Egypt is located on what peninsula? For the lead, Wesson and Springs, what would be your answer?
The Sahara.
The Sinai Peninsula. No correct answer for Wesson and Springs. Huron, back to you. With the correct answer here, you will win the match. 3-2. Benadryl is a antihistamine that relieves itching, but it also carries or causes drowsiness. What is another name for this secondary effect?
A side effect.
Side effect is correct, Huron. And back-to-back answers have won you the match. 3-2 over Wesson and Springs. Huron 3, Wesson and Springs 2. Huron now plays November 19th in the winner's bracket. Wesson and Springs falls back in the consolation bracket. They'll play again November 5th. Huron 3, Wesson and Springs 2 in the Quiz Bowl online only at Q107radio.com. I've been your host, Steve Morgan.